descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Gorgeous night for baseball in downtown Fayetteville. Segra Stadium, the place to be, as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers look to halt their 11-game losing streak against the top team in the South Division in the Carolina League, the Charleston River Dogs. Hello, everyone. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman high above the playing surface at Segra Stadium. On another great night for baseball. Weather's been perfect this week in Fayetteville as the Woodpeckers, the Houston Astros single-A affiliate, play host to the Charleston River Dogs, the Tampa Bay Rays single-A affiliate. And Andrew, yesterday, the Woodpeckers got off to a bit of a slow start, gave up three runs in the first inning, got one back in the bottom half and on a Tyler Whitaker RBI fielder's choice. And then it was Whitaker later in the ball game after the Woodpeckers fell behind 5-1, hit a solo home run, his 10th of the season, got to within 5-2. Miguel Uyola did his thing on the mound. Five innings with one run allowed. No hits for Uyola and 10 strikeouts. Woodpeckers had an opportunity in the ninth inning. Got a run on a Garrett McGowan RBI single. Came within two. Ball hit to the warning track by Tommy Sacco. Just missed being a walk-off grand slam. Another tough pill to swallow for Fayetteville, who's dropped 11 in a row. But some promising signs, no question about it, for Joe Thon's bunch.
Yeah, right now, Colin, the Woodpeckers, of course, are on that historic 12-game losing streak. The outlook on it is tough just because you're taking on the best team in the league, best in minor league baseball record-wise in these Charleston River Dogs. But if you're Fayetteville, you have to keep holding out strong and know that in 7 of the 11 losses in a row, those games have been within 2 runs or fewer. So Fayetteville has found themselves in games late. They had a ninth inning comeback, a near comeback, 4-run ninth inning in Zebulon. Yesterday was a great way to close the game with that Uyola performance that you mentioned, and then the Tommy Sacco fly ball coming after a few runs scored to almost give the Woodpeckers their first walk-off of 2022. But those final at-bats of the game go a long way into how you approach your next at-bats the following day at the plate. So let's see if the Woodpeckers can try and jump on Charleston early. It was a nice response from them yesterday, not giving up after allowing 3 early runs. Easy to get deflated against a good team like this when you find yourself trailing by 3 right out of the gate. But see what Carlos Calderon can do in his first start in a while here at home here in Game 2.
Yeah, Calderon coming in with a 3-6 record, a 4.91 earned run average. And he's one of the few guys on the Fayetteville pitching staff that has actually seen Charleston this year. Pitched 5 scoreless innings the first time he saw them, all the way back on May 3rd in Charleston. Didn't end up getting a decision on that ball game, and then pitched again, only went an inning and 2/3, giving up 5 runs 5 days later in Charleston. As the Woodpeckers, on the other side, I should say, the River Dogs have right-hander Ben Peoples on the mound, 5-4 with a 3.19 ERA. He will look to make it 3 in a row for the River Dogs, who will come into today 77-38 on the season. Woodpeckers 47-67, 16-33 in the second half. Let's take a quick look at the standings in the Carolina League. In the South Division, Charleston with a 4.5 game lead. They are 31-18 in the second half. 4.5 games up on the Columbia Fireflies, who have dropped each of their last 3 games. Kannapolis is in third now at 25-24, 6 games back at winners of their last 3. The Augusta Green Jackets sit fourth, 23-25, 7.5 games back of Charleston. And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the first half champions, 23-26, 8 games back. They are already locked into the playoffs by winning the first half division title in the South. Fayetteville rounding it out at 16-33, 15 games back. In the North, Fredericksburg Nationals have built a 3.5-game lead over the Carolina Mudcats, who are 27-22 in the second half. Right behind them, a game back of Carolina, are the Down East Wood Ducks. The Salem Red Sox, 6 games back in fourth. The Lynchburg Hillcats in fifth at 21-28, 9.5 games back. And the Delmarva Shorebirds still hanging on, 10.5 games back at 20-29 in the second half. Is today the day the Woodpeckers halt their 11-game losing streak? Find out next here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, MILB.TV, FaithfulWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. First pitch coming up right after this.
Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Segger Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
And tonight's Field of Dreams team, the D2 14 and under Cumberland Astros.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Woodpeckers baseball live on the air from downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. August 24th, 17 games to go in the 2022 regular season. Tonight it's game 2 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Charleston River Dogs, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Tampa Bay Rays going toe-to-toe. Hello, everybody. Welcome back inside the broadcast booth again. I'm Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey, and we are live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, and MILB.TV tonight. If you wish to watch tonight's game, in HD video quality. Carlos Calderon is out on the mound, making his 23rd appearance of the season for Fayetteville, his 12th start. He carries a 3-6 record into this one and a 4.91 ERA. 88 innings of work for Carlos. He's given up 81 hits over that stretch, 48 earned runs, 53 walks, and 94 strikeouts. A chance for him to touch triple figures in the strikeout column tonight. And let's go ahead and meet the opposing offense that he'll square off against, the Charleston River Dogs, a league best record of 77-38. They're 31-18 overall in the second half, and Blake Butera's club leads the Carolina League South Division by 4.5 games above the Columbia Fireflies. Shane Sasaki, night off yesterday, he leads it off. He's into the right side, and the first pitch of the night from Carlos Calderon is fouled back into the net, and Sasaki starts 0-1. Off we go from Fayetteville. It's 7:07 Eastern time. It is another picturesque evening in Fayetteville. Perfect baseball weather, sunny and 84 degrees. Here's the wind and pitch, and Sasaki cuts through a slider. It's quickly nothing and two. Ryan Spikes will bat second. He's on deck, and then Junior Caminero in the hole. Willie Vasquez is the cleanup hitter. Blake Robertson, the DH, is five, and Kenny Piper is six. He'll do the catching. 0-2. This is bounced down towards third, and it gets left of the chalk. A foul ball. It just barely cut to the left of that third base bag. It'll stay 0-2 on Sasaki. Welcome back to Fayetteville. Nate Perry, former Houston Astros farmhand, is now a Tampa Bay Rays ball player, and he will make his series debut tonight, be over at first base. O'Neill Manzueta, he is the eight hitter, that is, out in right field, and Diwer Castellanos is the nine bat. He'll play in left field. Another roller foul left side by Shane Sasaki, and it is nothing and two. Big season for Sasaki, again absent yesterday, but back at the top of the order today. Pitch high, and it's one ball and two strikes. He leads the Carolina League in batting average, 322 on the season with five home runs and 45 driven in. 97 hits on the year as he swings and lifts it out into straight up center field for Jacob Melton. Couple steps forward, and the Fayetteville center fielder puts it away for out number one of our ball game. That brings up Ryan Spikes. And Colin has the rest of the Fayetteville defense for you.
Woodpeckers come in with a .968 fielding percentage as a team. That's good enough for eighth in the Carolina League. Ryan Robleski behind the plate for Calderon. Garrett McGowan at first. Jackson Loft in the second baseman. Tommy Sacco moves over to shortstop. And Zach DiCenzo, after being at first yesterday, is now at third.
More activity for Jacob Melton. This fly ball sends him sprinting forward, and he's able to cut it off and make the catch. Back-to-back flyouts his way, two gone for Caminero now stepping in.
Zach Cole is in left field. Jacob Melton, as you just heard, in center. And Tyler Whitaker, the right fielder for first-year manager Joe Thon.
Pretty similar look to the lineup card today. Except Ryan Robleski making his series debut, doing the catching with Colin Price in the DH spot. It sounds like there was a minor hand injury for Price that caused him to be removed from catching and swapped out by Jose Alvarez, but he'll be able to swing the bat today with the DH duties. There's a pitch just inside by Calderon, 2-0 on Junior Caminero.
Little did we know that was it for Jose Alvarez, as he was promoted.
He was
today
announced this morning by the Houston Astros, promotion to Jose Alvarez. Great stretch for him with the Woodpeckers, batted .333. Drove in 12 runs over 23 games. And joining him on the car ride to Asheville is Jacob DeLabio, who was fantastic for Fayetteville. 2.4 ERA over 16 games. A couple of saves for Jacob, and now he's a high A ball player. Here's the 2-1 to Caminero, and he stays off a low slider. Three balls, one strike. Woodpeckers in the classic home whites today. White top, black piping along the buttons, Woodpeckers in white across the chest, black numbers on the backs. Calderon's pitch is flied out into left center field. It'll be Cole this time. Zach Cole striding underneath it, waiting for it to come down. He makes the one-handed catch. And a 1-2-3, and he comes to a close for Carlos Calderon, keeping his outfielders busy. Melton and Cole recording the outs. And we go to the bottom of the first. Woodpeckers grabbing the bats. Cole, Melton, DiCenzo to lead it off. We have the rest of Joe Thon's lineup card as well when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Oh. Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville, for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Come on, fans, let's make some noise for Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3. 1, 2, 3. For the River Dogs, Ben Peoples. Tonight's Woodpeckers walk-up music is presented by the Big 95.7 WKML. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 35, Zach Cole.
Just underway in Fayetteville, the first pitch for Ben Peoples crosses the plate a little bit low. A 95-mile-per-hour fastball to Fayetteville left-handed hitter and leadoff man Zach Cole. Jacob Melton to follow, and then Zach DiZenzo. A fastball knee level is called a strike as Peoples makes the adjustment, 1-1. Price will bat cleanup DH. Tyler Whitaker is fifth, and Ryan Robleski in his series debut is sixth. Cole cuts and misses. Right back to the 95-mile-per-hour low fastball, and it's 1-2. Tommy Sacco 7, Jackson Loft in the 8th bat, and Garrett McGowan for his second straight night at the bottom of Joe Thon's lineup. The pitch, and a pop fly out of play left side. Stays at a 1-2 count. Woodpeckers coming in on an 11-game losing streak. Franchise record, trying to break it up tonight and even up this 6-game series. Cole swings and hits a hard liner out into center field. Sasaki sprinting over to his right, and he legs it down for out number one. Solid contact by Zach Cole, but Sasaki had a beat on it. That brings up Jacob Melton, and let's go ahead and meet the rest of the Charleston defense in this one.
Yeah, back-to-back games for Kenny Piper behind the plate. He's doing the catching once again. Nathan Perry coming back to Fayetteville. He is at first. Willie Vasquez, the second baseman. Ryan Spikes is at short, and Junior Caminero, the DH last night, is now at third.
First pitch to Melton is a little low, 1.
Daiwer Castellanos in left. Shane Sasaki in the lineup for the first time this series in center, and O'Neill Manzueta back in right.
And that ball gets through the bat of Melton and got Trey Jester, the umpire, right on the forearm. That one will sting. It missed Piper completely, and it got right through him, hit Trey on the left forearm, and he'll have to take that one like a hit by a pitch. The other half of the umpiring crew is Steven Craze. He comes down the baseline and makes sure that his home plate man is okay. Trey able to shake it off, but he'll have a little bit of a welt tomorrow. Two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, the baby blue polos in the gray pants. Meanwhile, the Charleston River Dogs, they are back in the Holy City uniforms, navy blue ball cap, that is, with River Dogs. I believe that's the logo on the front of the ball cap. Navy blue uniform, Holy City in white with yellow trim around the chest. Tampa Bay logo on the left sleeve, white numbers on the backs of those navy blue unis, a navy blue belt, gray pant with a singular blue pinstripe down the side of the leg. Now the 2-1 pitch to Melton, and he swings and misses at a fastball. 93 that time from Ben Peoples. He has a 5-4 record entering tonight, a 3.19 ERA. 22nd game of the year and 21st start for Ben. The 2-2, and Melton swings and misses. He was late on all of those fastballs in the at-bat. 93 both times, and people's relying a lot on the velocity in their early going. See what Zach DiZenzo can do with it. Peoples about to touch the 80-inning pitch mark. He's at 79 on the season, 28 earned runs. He's given up 8 home runs, 38 walks, and 103 strikeouts. Really good K-to-inning ratio there for Ben as he starts with off-speed. Slider, top of the strike zone, called 0-1 on DiZenzo. Zach with a base hit in 11 of his first 13 professional games. Great start to his career. 333 batter, 4 homers, 10 driven in, and he swings underneath the high fastball at 95. Peoples ramping it back up. Infield straight up. Center fielder Sasaki playing pretty deep, as are the rest of the outfielders. Here's the 0-2. And a slider called strike three on the outside corner. Ben Peoples, a 1-2-3 inning of his own, punctuated by a pair of strikeouts to Melton and DiZenzo. We are through one tonight in Fayetteville. No base runners so far. No score as we go to the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us those tumblers, man. Show us those tumblers.
You never take advice.
Cool.
Someday you'll pay the price, I know. I've seen it before, it happens all the time. You're closing the door, you leave the world behind. You're digging for gold, you're throwing away a fortune and feelings, but someday you'll pay. You're as cold as ice, you're willing to sacrifice our love. You want paradise, but someday you'll pay the price, I know. I've seen it before, it happens all the time. You're closing the door, you leave the world behind. You're digging for gold, you're throwing away a fortune and feelings, but someday you'll pay.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Carlos Calderon. Leading off the top of the second inning for the River Dogs, the second baseman, number 13, Willie Vasquez.
We are an inning in tonight in Fayetteville. No score after one. Woodpeckers and River Dogs, top two. Carlos Calderon back out to work in his first pitch, a changeup that fades its way in for a strike to Willie Vasquez, the Charleston cleanup hitter. Three flyouts, a 1-2-3 inning for Carlos in the top of the first. Next pitch is fouled off the inside of Vasquez's left foot. Quickly, 0-2. Blake Robertson, the DH on deck, and then Kenny Piper, the catcher, in the hole. Charleston took game one of the series last night by a 5-3 final. But they scored three runs right out of the gate in the top of the first. So Calderon at least keeping Charleston off the board in the opening inning tonight. Now Vasquez swings, pulls a fly ball down the left field line. Cole sprinting to his right, not going to get there. Falls shy of the fence and gets all the way into the corner. Vasquez hustling to second. Now a tie up in the corner for Cole. Vasquez gets to third without a throw. Slides in, and we'll see if there's an error assessed here. Cole disappeared from our vantage point in the booth. But that throw took a long time to get out of the corner. Vasquez looked like he was going to pull up at second base and then turn the Jets back on and got to third. Maybe looking at a double and an error here.
That's what I think. It took an abnormally long time for Cole to get there. He had to run a long ways to get to that ball, but it didn't look like Vasquez was thinking three at all until there was some trouble in the corner.
So Blake Robertson, left-handed hitting DH, is in the first pitch, a fastball top of the strike zone, 0-1. Right out of the jump here for the second inning. Woodpeckers infield needs to play in on the grass. The pitch high. Back to the fastball, and it is 1-1. What are you seeing on the replay after the fact, Colin?
Yeah, Cole tried to barehand it, picking it up, and he kind of just bobbled it. It got a couple of feet away from him, and that was enough for Vasquez to take that extra base.
Change up down and outside. Two balls and one strike on Robertson. Blake comes in batting 278. He's playing in just his sixth game for the River Dogs. Five hits in his first 18 Carolina League at-bats. The changeup is low. Might actually have been the fastball there for Kyle Derone. I think the gun's a little hot tonight. Measured 94, but didn't quite look like it. A set by Carlos Beltay. He slides home, and the pitch is up and away. Ball four. Blake Robertson is heading down to first base, and runners are on the corners. First two Charleston runners have reached.
And a quick conversation now between Calderon Robleski and the first baseman, McGowan. That's actually the second baseman, Lofton. But I think the crux of what's been being discussed is just to calm him down and say, look, in most cases, that's a fly out to the left on the ball that was hit there from Vasquez. The way the defense was positioned allowed him to get all the way to third base. The walk now, double play possibility. So early stages of the ball game, ground ball, not the end of the world. The run comes home, but you're quickly limiting the damage in the second.
A look over the left shoulder with runners on the corners. And the first pitch to Kenny Piper is a knee-high changeup, and it's called strike one. Piper at 213, playing in his 34th game of the season. He has 23 base hits, 5 doubles, 3 homers, and 16 driven in. And he takes strike two. Right back to the change again for Carlos Calderon in a pretty hittable location, just below the belt, slightly inside. But Piper staying patient, nothing and two. Piper with 23 walks and 30 strikeouts over the 33 prior games. Middle infield double play depth. Here's a slider that buries itself in the dirt. And it's 1-2.
As of now, that goes in the books as a triple for Vasquez.
Okay.
If it holds up, it's his ninth of the year, tied for third in the Carolina League.
So Calderon's still ahead, 1-2. Short lead for Robertson off of first. Not going, pitch comes in, and he strikes him out. A breaking ball and a nice bounce back by Carlos Calderon. His first strikeout tonight. Out number one of the second inning. And it brings up Nate Perry. We'll see what version of Carlos Calderon we get tonight against the River Dogs. Fayetteville hopes it's the May 3rd version when Carlos went 5 scoreless innings against Charleston. Later on in that series, though, Sunday, May 8th, it was the second inning that chased him from the game. He gave up 5 earned runs over an inning and 2/3, second time through, and usually it's advantage offense, and in that case it was. First pitch fastball off the plate. 1-0 on Nate Perry. Welcome back, Nate. Got to say hello to him yesterday as he walked on the field for the first time for batting practice. He had a lot of high fives and hugs. Some of his former Woodpeckers teammates from 2021. He swings and gets underneath it. A pop fly towards the middle of the diamond. Coming down towards short, and Zach DiZenzo, the shifted over third baseman, makes the catch. And Nate back to the dugout on a couple of pitches. Nate last year, though, just as a stat line with Fayetteville, played in 51 games for the Woodpeckers, batted 220, hit 5 home runs, 30 RBIs. And a former fifth-round draft pick by Houston going back to 2017, now playing in the Tampa Bay organization. Here's O'Neill Manzueta, the 8-hitter. Runners still stand on the corners, no score. And a fastball on the outside corner called strike one by Trey Jester. Be a big bounce back here for Carlos if he could get out of this inning after having two on, nobody out. Middle infield back, third baseman DiZenzo guarding the line. The set, no one. Swing and a miss. He has Manzueta out in front of it. And it's no balls and 2 strikes.
Definitely a big bounce back because in the last month or two, we've seen instances like this snowball on Carlos. So this would be a big step in the right direction if he can get out of this jam unscathed.
Here's the offering. Slider outside. Robleski able to stab at it with a backhand. And down to second base goes Robertson. That's okay for Carlos. Waste pitch there on the 0-2. Couldn't get Manzueta to chase. Manzueta on the season batting 243, playing in his 97th game tonight. Pitch is low. Changeup. I like what Calderon's doing here. He went slider outside, changeup down and in to try and tie up Manzueta. He had him out in front of the slider earlier in the at-bat, and now he's trying to beat him with off-speed.
Manzueta's coming off a game where he went 0-for-4 with four strikeouts.
Yeah. So confidence perhaps at a low. And down he goes, swinging. Carlos Calderon gets out of the tough spot. Two on, nobody out. He goes strikeout, pop out, strikeout, and quickly hustles back to the dugout. Big inning for Carlos. The Woodpeckers coming up for a second time. Bottom two next. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Get on your feet for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss. Make some noise.
She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. Hey. She had me feeling like she's ready to.
Watch out!
Provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag Go Segra. Back on the mound for the River Dogs, Ben Peoples. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 20, Colin Price.
Tell me who I was.
River Dogs pressure in the top of the second, but do not score. They leave two stranded in scoring position. Nothing ball game at the bottom of the second. Colin Price leaded it off for the Woodpeckers. The first pitch hopped right out to Ben Peoples on the mound. He spears it, hustles over to first, underhand flips to the waiting Nate Perry. And Colin Price out on one pitch. He might have even broken the bat on that swing. Sounded like it hit him on the knuckles.
That fastball once again from Peoples. Showing a lot of life early in this ball game. Ran it in on Price, couldn't get the hands extended, and weak contact right up the middle.
And now Tyler Whitaker attacking the first pitch, swinging and missing at 95. It's 0-1. Four in a row set down by Peoples. His first inning had a fly out and back-to-back strikeouts of Jacob Melton and Zach DiCenzo. Whitaker, fresh off a big night, takes low, and it's 1-1. It is 10th home run of the season last night. No doubt an accomplishment for him, one of those check marks as you set your season goals, I think. Got to the 51 RBI mark as well in that game. He started the night with 49 ribbies. He crossed the 50 RBI threshold and contributed to all three of the Woodpeckers' runs. RBI fielder's choice, the solo home run. And then in the ninth inning, he singled and scored the final run of the game. A foul back into the net. Peoples testing the Woodpeckers first time through with that velocity. Video board had that one at 96. Ben Peoples really has the ball explode out of the hand. He stands at 6'1", 175. He's 21 years old, and he grew up in Columbia, Tennessee. 22nd rounder by the Tampa Bay Rays in 2019. Here's a ground ball hit off the middle. Kind of kicked off the left side of the mound. Williams has to hurry as he picks up, and he throws over to first and gets the out.
Columbia, pretty big city actually, 40,000 out in Tennessee, and some MLB talent coming from there, including, I'm sure, a guy you saw a lot of growing up, Chappie, and that's second baseman Dan Uggla.
Yeah, one of the great power hitting second baseman of the last 20 years. Ryan Wroblewski up and rather. That was Spikes over at short making that play, not Williams. Williams is out of the lineup tonight. My scorecards crisscross there, but Spikes at short. Vasquez, Willie Vasquez at second base. Here comes the one ball, one strike pitch, and Wroblewski takes a little high. Two balls and a strike. A pair of ground outs in the inning. Wroblewski trying to extend things with Tommy Sacco on deck. A pop fly, that'll get over his own dugout. And out of play for a two ball, two strike count. Wroblewski is 2-for-25 to begin his Fayetteville career. He had a base hit in his very first plate appearance in the Carolina League, but just one since. Both his hits have gone for extra bases, and now a ground ball through the left side. There's his first single in a Woodpeckers uniform. Third hit of his season. And the first base runner tonight for Fayetteville. Wroblewski on base to bring up Tommy Sacco.
And even put the ball in play towards the end of the series in Carolina. Just really unfortunate. Had a couple of double play balls hit to the left side of the infield. But they were hit hard. And there's another one this time, though, able to find a little bit of space between the shortstop Spikes and the third baseman Caminero.
Sacco, the former TCU ball player, takes low. And it's 1-0. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the right-hander Peoples. Peoples, a 22nd round pick in the 2019 draft by Tampa Bay. Here's a bouncing ball along the grass, first base side. Nate Perry brings it in, sidesteps to first, and ends the inning. Ryan Wroblewski reaches. The Woodpeckers get a base hit but do not score. No runs, one hit. No errors and one left on. Through two, we are scoreless. Woodpeckers and River Dogs. Game two of six continues in a moment.
Smile Cam.
What makes me happy fills me up with glee. Those bones in my jaw that don't have a flaw, my shiny teeth and me. My shiny teeth that twinkle just like the stars in space. My shiny teeth that sparkle adding beauty to my face. Shiny teeth that glisten just like a Christmas tree. You know they walk a mile just to see me smile. Woo! Shiny teeth and me. Yes, they're all so perfect, so white and pearly. Brush, gargle, rinse, a couple breath mints. My shiny teeth and me. My shiny teeth so awesome, just like your favorite song. My shiny teeth that blossom, so they grow to be real shiny teeth, I love them, and they all love me. What should I talk to you when I've got 32? Woo! Shiny teeth and me. Shiny teeth and me.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize the animals of It Takes a Village Rescue. These furry friends pictured on the video board are currently searching for their forever homes. If you are interested in adopting, please visit ittakesavillage.com or visit the fan information table located on the concourse.
You know the walk a mile just to see me smile. Woo! Shiny teeth and me. Shiny teeth and me. Shiny teeth and me.
It is the top of the third inning, and the bottom of the River Dogs order leads it off. Diver Castellanos, followed by Sasaki, and then Spikes. First pitch, missing a little bit low from Carlos Calderon. No score, one hit, no errors per side, and now to take you through the play-by-play in the third and the fourth, here is my buddy, Colin Casey.
All right, thank you, Chappie. Calderon trying to build off of that inning in which he got out of as a line drive hit out to left field. Picked up on a fly by Cole. There's an efficient start to the inning as Diver Castellanos tired on the fly out to left. Castellanos, a pretty big contact hitter for this River Dogs team, hit 284 on the season. That'll drop after the fly out to begin the top of the third inning. And here's another guy who hits well for contact. It's Shane Sasaki, leading the Carolina League in batting average, now at 321 after he flew out to begin the ball game. Fastball inside. Sasaki ducks out of the way. Sasaki also back-to-back Carolina League Player of the Week coming into this week. Talk about a guy who has been playing well not only all season long, but especially over the last 14 days. Fastball outside corner. It is 1-1.
Over that two-week stretch, 12 games, 460 average, 15 extra base hits in 12 games. That'll win you some hardware.
An appeal down to first, and Stephen Craze says that Sasaki held up. And he has been one of the big-time speedsters throughout the Carolina League all season long. He's one shy of 40 steals. Would be just the fourth player this year to hit that mark. A wave and a miss. Calderon evens the count 2-2. Don't think anyone's catching Luis Valdez, though. 59 stolen bases for the Delmarva Shorebirds. What a number. Popped up foul. That one heads towards Hay Street. He's got 15 more steals on the next guy. And 70, certainly not out of the question. The 2-2. Line drive, and Sasaki rips one into left field for a base hit. He rounds first. He's going to try for second. Cole with the throw in. It comes in on a hop. The tag from Lofton is late. And Sasaki with a hustle, one out double.
Well, for a lot of ball players, that's just going to be a single. You pull it out into left field. Left fielder jumps on it quick, gets to second base. But for Sasaki, that's why he has 15 extra base hits in his prior 12 games. He turns those singles into doubles with his speed and his commitment coming around the first base bag. There's even a little hesitation. You're hosed, but Sasaki was thinking too the whole way.
So for Charleston in the second straight inning, an extra base hit has put a runner in scoring position. One away and a fastball outside on Ryan Spikes. He likes Sasaki. Flew out to Jacob Melton out in center field in his first at-bat. 27th double of the season for Shane Sasaki. Breaks a tie with Marcelo Meyer for third place. Called strike on Spikes. Of course, Meyer's since been promoted by the Salem Red Sox to Greenville in high A. Number four overall pick in last year's draft. Sasaki leads off second, the 1-1. And Spikes lays off the breaking ball outside. It's actually the fastball from Calderon. This is Carlos's first start at Segra Stadium since June 21st against the Augusta Green Jackets. He's made several relief appearances at home, but it's the first time he's been the first one out there since June. Balls, two strikes. He's one of the original guys left from the opening day lineup as far as starting pitchers go. Even Dalen Miley, really the only ones left at this point. Guys like Ernesto Jaquez, Ryan Gusto, all being promoted to Asheville. This week they've been joined by several others. 2-2 fouled straight back. Been some of the longtime guys and some of the newer guys at Edinson Bautista. Been with the team since the early going. Got called up along with Colton Gordon, who only made about four appearances for Fayetteville before pitching well enough to earn a promotion. 2-2 down and in, and Spike's able to work the count full. Junior Caminero waits on deck. No score in the top of the third. Calderon with the payoff pitch. Breaking ball called strike three. Spikes took a step towards first base, but he pivots and goes back to the dugout. Third strikeout for Calderon and the second out of the third.
Well, Calderon showing a lot of resiliency early. Every time Charleston has put runners in scoring position, he's come back with big outs to put himself back in kind of the driver's seat of the inning, but has some tough bats. And Caminero Vasquez, those 3-4 now to work against for a second time.
First pitch to Caminero. Gets through the mid of Robleski and goes all the way to the backstop. Sasaki able to cruise into third base. So he moves up 90 feet. Although I will say, with his speed, base hit with two outs in the inning, he's likely going to score anyways. But he is able to move on home on a wild pitch if the situation arises. Caminero fly out to end the first inning in his first AB. Fastball outside, 2-0. He had an RBI single in that three-run first inning yesterday, but has been retired in each of his last four trips since. Now 1-for-5 in the series. Infield playing back with two outs, 2-0 in Caminero. Fouls it right back. This is the second of six games this week at Segra Stadium, the second to last homestand for Fayetteville this season. They will then play six on the road in Kinston against the Down East Wood Ducks for wrapping up their series at home against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Fouled off again, it's 2-2. Robleski charged with a pass ball on that first pitch of the AB that allowed Sasaki to advance.
Yeah, it was a fastball that probably was within his reach. Just kind of nicked right off the webbing of the glove.
Calderon, the 2-2. Late swing, and Caminero cracks it off the very end of the bat towards the Woodpeckers dugout. Now Junior trying to see if that bat is still viable, and appears like it survived.
Well, usually if you guess late or you see it late, 93-mile-per-hour fastball, you're donezo. But Caminero just barely able to make a correction last second and get the end of the bat on that fastball and stay alive. Usually that ball's in the back of the mitt and you're swinging it air.
This will be pitch number 52 for Calderon. A look at third, now here it is. Hit sharply up the middle, but knocked down by Lofton at second. The throw to McGowan, and Carlos Calderon out of the inning once again. He has gone three scoreless to begin his night at Segra Stadium. We've played 2.5 from downtown Fayetteville. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For our dog show presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka. T. Bright has our dogs down on the concourse. Take it away, T.
All right, we are back with our furry friends. Let's make some noise for our contestants here. All right, it's our dog show. Starting with dog number one, you get to choose your favorite dog. So here we go. Number one, here is Fletcher. Hey, Fletcher, this is a multi-poo. Hey there, how you doing? And over here, we've got Creed. What's going on, Creed? Creed is a King Corso. And we've got another Corso here. This is Jude. Dog number three is Jude. It's another King Corso. And dog number four is also a King Corso. Hey, Wade. How you doing, Wade? Yeah, you should see that face. You get that face? He's like, who are you? Yes, that's me. These are your dogs right here. We got the multi-pool number one and three King Corsos, number two, three, and four. So you're going to see the picture up on the screen. Take a picture of the QR code and vote for your favorite dog. And we'll be back at the end of the sixth to find out our winner. Let's give it up, contestants.
Fans, to vote for your favorite dog, scan the QR code on the screen. We'll announce our winner later in the sixth inning. On the mound for the River Dogs, Ben Peoples. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, the power hitter of the game, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
On to the home half of the third, Jackson Lofton will lead it off for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 8-9-1, due up for Fayetteville. First pitch breaking ball from Ben Peoples, down and away. Lofton had a hit in the ninth inning yesterday, and he drives one deep left field. Back is Castellanos. He turns, and that ball's out of here. Second home run in a Fayetteville Woodpeckers uniform for Jackson Lofton. And Fayetteville out front in the bottom of the third, 1-0.
That ball got out of here in a blink, didn't it? Jackson Lofton finding a knack for finding it over the left field wall in this ballpark. Both his home runs have been placed into the bullpen. And a big swing for the Woodpeckers. That's how you need to respond against these River Dogs is grab early leads. And they have one tonight.
Garrett McGowan, first pitch swinging, trying to replicate what Lofton just did, but he fouls it off to the left. Both home runs for Lofton coming at Segura. First one coming 2 weeks ago against Down East. One ball, one strike to count to McGowan. Drove in a run in that ninth inning. He pops one up third base side. It will clear the dugout and land out of play. McGowan just 087 and still looking for that first home run in a Woodpeckers uniform. However, out of his four hits, three of them have driven in runs. Peoples delivers the 1-2. McGowan, high pop-up. This will stay on the infield. Second baseman Willie Vasquez calls everyone off and makes the catch. A much-needed first out for Ben Peoples after surrendering the leadoff solo home run. Back to the top of the order for Fayetteville, Zach Cole gave one a pretty good ride to center field himself. It was run down in the gap by Sasaki. First pitch, and Cole chases a 95-mile-an-hour fastball high, nothing and one. Cole, one of a few Woodpeckers riding a hitting streak coming into tonight. He has hit safely in seven straight games, dating back to August 16th. It's late again, though, and it's foul tipped into Piper's mitt. Cole drafted in the 10th round out of Ball State. School hand, Division I school out in Muncie, Indiana. Fly foul off to the left. And a nice catch made down the left field line.
Fair-handed.
Might have been able to hear Ray Thomas giving a shout out. His patented attaboy for the fan making that catch. 0-2 hit on the ground through the left side of the infield into left center. And Zach Cole pushes his hit streak to eight games. That is tied for the sixth longest by Woodpecker this season with three other players, Miguel Palma, Joey Loperfido, and Zach DiCenzo, with that one still being active. DiCenzo moves into the on-deck circle, but now it's Jacob Melton to the plate. Melton, the strikeout victim, his first time up against Peoples. The righty from Tennessee goes with the fastball inside on Melton. Jacob yesterday with another multi-hit game. It's his third in the last week. Had a double in the first inning, ripped a single in the eighth. Fastball up and away on Melton, 2-0. And the Woodpeckers trying to end an 11-game losing streak, the longest in franchise history. Peoples 2-0. Called a strike on the outside corner. A lot at stake, though, for Charleston leading the South Division. They want to maintain that 4.5-game lead they have over the Columbia Fireflies. On the move is Cole. Fastball outside the throw, down the tag, and Cole is out in plenty of time. Spikes right there getting the throw from Kenny Piper, and boy, it was a good one. Cole caught stealing for out number two.
First time all year that Zach Cole's been caught. He was 8 of 8. Looked like he might have slipped a little bit out of the break there, Colin. He took a couple steps after going to second, then it looked like the left foot kind of came out from under him for a moment. That cost him.
3-1, green light for Melton. But he can't catch up to 96 from Peoples. The count now full. From the windup, the payoff pitch. And Melton late again strikes out for the second time tonight. Strikeout number three for Ben Peoples, and the inning is over, but not before a solo home run for Jackson Lofton, his second of his minor league career, gives Fayetteville a 1-0 lead as we head to the fourth from Segra Stadium.
Grateful to have wonderful season ticket members who support the Woodpeckers year in and year out. Every game this season, we'll randomly select one lucky season ticket member to be our Hutchins High Performance Season Ticket Member of the Game. This individual will take home a prize courtesy of Hutchins Law Firm. Tonight's High Performance Season Ticket Member of the Game is Mill and Teresa View. Congratulations and thank you for being a season ticket member. That's right. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Carlos Calderon. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the River Dogs, the second baseman, number 13, Willie Vasquez.
Carlos Calderon back out on the mound for the top of the fourth inning, now with a lead. Fayetteville on top 1-0 after the solo home run in the bottom of the third from Jackson Lofton. 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up for Charleston. Willie Vasquez, Blake Robertson, and Kenny Piper. Calderon from the windup, his first pitch, and Vasquez way out in front, strike one. Willie Vasquez with a triple his first time up. Hit one into the corner. Zach Cole having trouble digging it out of that left field fence, and Vasquez cruised into third with his ninth triple of 2022. This time though, Calderon in the driver's seat, 0-2. Righty Vasquez awaits the pitch and chases after one in the other batter's box for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Calderon, and he quickly has the first out of the fourth.
Must have been sitting all fastball right there waiting to swing at that, and then the slider way outside got him flailing. It's exactly what you try and do on sort of a waste pitch like that as a pitcher. Usually it doesn't work. That time it did, so he'll take it.
First pitch goes to the backstop and deflects high up in the air. 1-0. Ironically enough, Carlos Calderon this season coming into tonight, it's been a lot better with runners on base as opposed to with the bases empty. Blake Robertson lays off ball two outside. 268 opponent's batting average against Calderon with the bases empty compared to just 218 with runners on. Big cut by Robertson on 2-0. So it seems like the high leverage situations have been built for Calderon. I'm sure if you asked him, though, he'd like to be in far less of them, especially in this ball game with having to strand three runners already. Called strike two on Robertson. Lefty so far, no official at-bat, drawing a walk his first time against Calderon. He might be on his way to getting another free pass. It's 3-2. A little bit of a shift on here for Robertson. Second baseman Lofton playing with his heels on the outfield grass. 3-2, and Robertson cranks one. Right center field, Melton running back, and he catches it just in front of the warning track for out number two. A tip of the cap from Blake Robertson to Melton out in center. He had to go a long way to track that ball down for the second out.
Red and great. First step is a big one on a play like that for Jacob Melton. If you go the wrong direction or it takes you too long to read it, you're beat, and that ball's in the gap. Carlos Calderon left a changeup in a hittable spot, and a center fielder helps him out. Big play.
Kenny Piper takes strike one. Four in a row set down now for Calderon after giving up the double to Sasaki. Tired the side in order in the first, trying to do it again here. This one chopped foul up along the third baseline. Foul. 0-2 on Piper. Had himself a solid performance at the plate yesterday. Reached all four times. Only went 1-for-1, though. Pair of walks and a hit by pitch. The 0-2. Fastball a little bit outside. A couple of steps taken by the Fayetteville infield. They thought that was strike three. Piper awaits the 1-2. Calderon misses again outside. Talk about the Woodpeckers going on the road to Kinston in their next series. As for Charleston, they're finally back home after a lengthy road trip to host the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Broken back, grounder to short. Sacco fields it, throw to first, and the inning is over. Carlos Calderon has retired 5 in a row. A 1-2-3 top of the fourth for the right-hander. And the Woodpeckers will look to add on to their 1-0 lead when we come back at the bottom of the fourth from Segra Stadium.
T. Bryant is with our Pecker staff member now. Take it away, T.
All right, I have Tanya down here, and she is ready. You ready, Tanya? All right, this is our Pecker and Section 122. Our people, make some noise. Yeah! All right, so we got to watch this quick video, and then I got a question for you, Tanya, okay? We got this. Let's see. Okay. Got it. Okay, here we go. So here's the question. What is the name of that movie, Tanya?
I don't know.
I don't think that's it, but is she right? All right, so I heard someone say it over here. What did you say? What did you say? They said Winn-Dixie is Section 122, right? Yes? Okay, that's what we're going
with. That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Give it up for Section 122. Win, go. Yes, the people versus Becker. Thank you, Tanya.
On the mound for the River Dogs, Ben Peoples. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 10, Zach DiCenzo.
Hearty order due up for Fayetteville in the bottom of the fourth inning. Woodpeckers lead it 1-0 on this Wednesday night from downtown Fayetteville. Zach DiCenzo takes ball one inside, nearly clipped him on the way home from Ben Peoples. Right-hander with the 1-0 outside corner. Zach DiCenzo, another guy riding a hitting streak coming into today's game. He's hit safely in 8 straight. The 1-1, and DiCenzo fouls it straight back. he's able to extend it one game further. He'd be tied for the fourth longest this season, along with Joey Loperfido and Colin Price, who hit safely in each of his first nine games after joining the Woodpeckers in Salem earlier in August. But DiCenzo chases one out of the strike zone for strike three. So Melton has struck out twice, and so has DiCenzo. That counts for all four strikeouts for Ben Peoples so far. And here is Colin Price with one down.
Well, when you think about last night's ninth inning, Colin, it was sort of those bottom-of-the-order, mid-order guys that came up with the hits and were able to make something interesting late. It wasn't Melton or DiCenzo actually even batting in that ninth inning. So, again, tonight, not necessarily relying on those big bats, but see what some guys lower on, middle of the order, can try and do.
Price takes strike one. Hit a chopper right back to Peoples in the second inning. Peoples tries the slider, but sails it up and away.
When you're in a skid like the Woodpeckers are right now, 11 in a row, you just can't depend on one guy to try and end the streak with a big game. You just have to take whatever contributions you can get from any guy in the order and hope you can stitch something together and win a game.
And to the Woodpeckers' credit, they got a pretty well-balanced effort offensively from the team yesterday. Price is jammed and fouls one to the right. 7 of 9 guys to play reached base. That doesn't account for Colin Price, who left the ball game after just 2 plate appearances. The 2-2 and Price tied in knots. Back-to-back strikeouts for Peoples. 3 in a row going back to last inning. And a quick out number 2.
Definitely a strike thrower, Ben Peoples. That was apparent from the first inning when he was going 80% fastball. No walks, 5 Ks now. And Woodpeckers, every time they step up to the plate, each of these hitters has to kind of plan on maybe swinging to the first pitch, knowing it's going to be in the zone.
Tyler Whitaker takes strike one. Whitaker hit his 10th home run of the season last night, his 4th in the month of August, and the first 3 came in 3 consecutive games earlier in the month. He's laid on the fastball, nothing and 2. Had a really strong series in Salem on the road. And a bit up and down in his most recent road series in Zebulon last week. But a couple of hits in the home run last night to start the homestand. Peoples with the 0-2. And Whitaker rockets one to right field, but back in front of the wall is Manzueta, and he makes the catch just a couple feet short from his 5th of the month. Instead, the inning is over. Peoples with a 1-2-3 bottom of the 4th inning. Charleston still trails 1-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life, and it moves us all.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Carlos Calderon. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the River Dogs, the first baseman, number 28, Nathan Perry.
A nice Wednesday night crowd at Segres Stadium enjoying the final days of summer. A 1-0 lead for the Woodpeckers, and its former Woodpecker, Nate Perry, fouls one into the backstop against Carlos Calderon to begin the fifth inning. And on the play-by-play, here is Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Woodpeckers enjoying their first lead of this series thanks to the solo home run from Lofton. Nate Perry hits this one off the end of the bat, a slow roller left side of the mound. Carlos Calderon picks up, and with all his momentum taking him towards first, he just carries it the rest of the way. And one unassisted as Nate falls to 0-4-2 tonight, a pop out and the dribbler towards the mound. So one up, one down, and for Carlos Calderon, it is six in a row retired. Hasn't given up a base runner since the Shane Sasaki double back in the third, and he's done a very good job of working with those runners in scoring position when they have been on. Here's O'Neill Mansueta, the pitch. High fastball, missed and kicked off of Robleski's glove, goes to the backstop, 1-0. Had a really tight spot, runners at the corners, nobody out in the second. That was his big inning where he went strikeout, pop out, strikeout thereafter to keep the shutout alive in the early innings. That pitch gets away as well, up and inside near Manzueta's chin. Two balls, no strikes. Calderon trying to go five scoreless against the league's top team for the second time this year. The 2-0, a check swing, and it looked like he went too far. They appeal, he did. Stephen Craze had good eyes on it up that first baseline. Two balls and one strike on Mansueta. 0-1 tonight with a strikeout. And yesterday he was 0-4 with four strikeouts. So he's been sent back to the pine all five times. Here's a slow roller, though, to third, and he'll reach base for the first time this week. Zach DiZenzo charging in on it. No chance at a play. He was playing just about a straight-up third base. Had to come in about 30 yards to pick up that ball, and Mansueta reaches on an infield single. It is the third Charleston hit tonight and the first single. Single, double, triple now. And here comes Dywer Castellanos at the bottom of the order, 0-1 with a fly to left.
And if you're Mansueta, sometimes that's all you need is a little bit of luck. We saw in the last home series, it was Zion Banister who reached on a botched pop-up over on the third base side.
Mansueta trying to make it. Castellanos trying to get that tying runner down into second base. A bunt is tapped foul straight backwards. And it's a no ball, one strike count. Castellanos up for the second time. DiZenzo now going to play it close at third. He swings and taps it off the end of the bat. A foul ball. Carlos Calderon quickly gets in front. 0-2. He is at 74 pitches. He wants to try and complete five, but the pitch count may be up against him here. Right-hander is starting to throw out there in the bullpen. Most pitches in a game this year for Carlos is 80. And the 0-2 coming home outside. One ball and two strikes. And that five-inning outing against Charleston back on May 30 needed only 71 pitches to get through the scoreless at night. Here's the slide step home and a swing and a line drive punch down the left field side. That slicing foul into the seats. And it'll stay at 1-2. And this is a promising outing for Carlos Calderon after a difficult month of August that had him giving up 11 earned runs over 12 innings prior to tonight. Had not pitched beyond four innings yet this month, so 4 1/3 tonight, his longest outing since all the way back on July 3rd on the road in Carolina when he went five complete. Castellanos fights another one off, and in the late stages of Calderon's pitch count, his counterpart making him lob it, making him work hard here. Up the middle is Sacco, shifted over from short. Here comes the pitch, and it's ground ball towards second. Lofton Fields goes to second for one. Sacco won't have an ability to turn to go into first. And Mansueta was kind of in the base path. He tried to duck out of the throw and obstructed Sacco there. So he's forced out. Fielder's choice. And, oh, here comes the manager, Joe Thon. Carlos Calderon's pointing to him. He's putting up the one figure. One more, he says. One more. Let me go one more out. But again, due to pitch count limitations and the strictness of those, Joe Thon will not allow Carlos Calderon and his eagerness to convince him here. Calderon's still going to get a very nice ovation, though, from this Wednesday night home crowd. He walks off the diamond scoreless tonight with just one runner to his record down at first base. All of his teammates waiting for him down on the stairwell with high fives. If it stands as the scoreless outing tonight for Calderon, it'll be his first since all the way back in June, June 26th. Right-hander Ronnie Garcia coming on to get the final out of this fifth. Then we'll tell you about him in a moment when we return.
I see it's written in the stars. We can go wherever, so let's do it now or never, baby. Nothing's ever, ever too far. Glitter in the sky, glitter in our
eyes. Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 36, Ronnie Garcia. The runner on first base and two outs coming to the plate for the River Dogs. The center fielder, number six, Shane Sasaki.
Top hitter in the Charleston order meets up with Ronnie Garcia out of the bullpen. Two outs in the top of the fifth. Woodpeckers leading 1-0. And the first pitch to Shane Sasaki is a little bit high for ball one. Shane 1-for-2, a double in the third. In his first game of this series, leading hitter in the Carolina League average-wise, now at 27 doubles after that two-bagger. The pitch home, outside. Carlos Calderon goes 4 2/3. He wanted to try and go five, but the pitch count ends his night. Ronnie Garcia takes over with a 1-1 record, 3.24 ERA this year in 7 Carolina League appearances. All in relief, 8 1/3 innings, 3 earned runs, 8 walks, 14 strikeouts. Slider out of the hand, falls into the zone, and it's now 2-1 to Sasaki. Man on first is Daiwer Castellanos. He got on via fielder's choice. The pitch, and Sasaki fouls it off the inside of his left leg. That'll hurt. Looks like it got him in the upper shin area above where he wears that left leg guard. So a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Ronnie Garcia, 16 total appearances in the 2022 season, 7 with Fayetteville, and 9 out for the FCL Astros in West Palm Beach, Florida. 2-2 pitch. Sasaki fouls it away again.
And Ronnie quietly comes into this game having pitched 8 2/3 scoreless. So he's done his job, including, remember, a couple weeks ago against Down East where he went 4 innings and retired almost every single batter he faced.
Well, in April, he was the victim of just roster maneuvering, and there were other guys that needed to come up to Fayetteville and play and get some innings, and Ronnie went down back to the Florida complex to continue playing. Runner on the move to second, pitches outside. Wroblewski throws from a knee, one hopping throw not in time. And Castellanos slides in with a stolen base. Stolen base number 6 this season for Castellanos in 7 attempts. A 3-ball, 2-strike count now on Sasaki. But in April, Ronnie went 7 1/3 total, gave up just one run, went back to Florida, And then in June, with the FCL Astros, gave up 8 earned runs over 11 and a third. And now here is that one got Sasaki on the hand, just barely grazed him on the left side of the hand. Even if it hadn't, would have been ball four anyways, but barely nicked him. So Sasaki manages to reach, battles in a two-strike count, gets on for a second time. That's only the second walk issued by Fayetteville pitchers today. Carlos Calderon has his runner of responsibility on second now with Castellanos, but he only gave up one walk over 4 2/3. He finishes with 4 strikeouts as well. And at the moment, no runs. Pitch down to the dirt. Wroblewski keeps it in front, fires up the third baseline. Throw pulled to Zenzo off of the bag, and Castellanos slides in. That'll go down as a wild pitch. A spiked slider, but Wroblewski did a good job of keeping that in front of him and at least making the play close. Sasaki goes to second on the play.
And that's how big that hit by pitch is, because Sasaki, on a base hit, he's easily scoring from second base and giving Charleston the lead.
Big spot for Ryan Spikes, and he swings and fouls one off to make it 1-2, 1-1, that is. Spikes is hitless, 0-2 with a fly out to center, and he got caught looking by Calderon back in the third. Last night, Spikes in the leadoff spot went 0-5, still looking for his first hit in this week's series, a combined 0-7. Pitch was fouled off the facing of his own dugout. And Calderon again to make it to Ronnie Garcia, that is, a strike away from putting an end to this fifth inning. Third inning now that Charleston's had runners in scoring position. That pitch is called strike three, and Ronnie Garcia gets out of it. He does his job as the bridge man out of the bullpen strands Carlos Calderon's runner down at third. It'll be a shutout night for Calderon. Ronnie Garcia walking off the diamond. The Woodpeckers leading 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway through it, Wroblewski, Sacco, and Lofton coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, make some noise, Section 115, Section 114. Yes, yes. Here we go. Okay, we've got some first-timers here. These three, including this one right here, first time ever at a Woodpeckers game, and they're all the way from the UK. Yeah, let's give it up. That's pretty dope, right? All right, so how this works is going to start on this end and that end. They're going to have to neck it out. They got to get the ball to their partners and into the bucket without using their hands. Look fine, no hands. All right, y'all ready? 1, 2, 3, get it. All right, make some noise. Yeah, because that looks good. All right, here we go. Here we go. Oh, whoa, whoa. That took like 2 seconds. 2 seconds. All right, let's give it up for Team A. Way to go. And welcome, guys, from the UK. Thank you.
All right, let's go. Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Back on the mound for the River Dogs, Ben Peoples. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 17, Ryan Wroblewski.
We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Woodpeckers have only had 3 base runners against Ben Peoples tonight, but they lead 1-0 as Wroblewski puts a charge into one out into left, but Castellanos has it measured and makes the catch in front of the track. Loud sound coming off the bat, but another ball dies tonight. That's a couple of fly balls now that coming off the bat, you think they have a chance. Wroblewski there, Whitaker back in the fourth inning, but they have fallen just a little bit short. Kind of the story last night, too, with this guy, Tommy Sacco, who flied one out into the right center field warning track with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. Colin did slightly stand out of his chair when Tommy Sacco hit that ball yesterday, I can attest. And Tommy Sacco probably held his breath for a moment, thinking he had hit a walk-off grand slam, but he fell about 5 feet short of the wall, takes a pitch outside. I know, actually called a strike there on the low outside corner. 1-1. Ben Peoples trying to go 5 innings of solid work. Just the 1 run given up on the Jackson Lofton solo home run right back to the low outside corner location. And it's strike two on Sacco.
A little broadcasting lesson for those at home. Instead of saying what you feel on a big-time situation, step back and use your body to convey that emotion so you don't overstep on the call.
Yeah. Slight shift on the infield. They have spikes towards the middle. Caminero off of that third baseline. Here's the wind in 2-2. Low and away fastball. Peoples living on that edge right now, and he just barely missed it. He's only at 60 pitches. He's been pretty economical tonight. He's retired four in a row, make it five in a row with three strikeouts over that stretch. Now the payoff pitch, and he gets Tommy Sacco waving and missing. So strike three there, number six for Peoples. And here's the one guy that's hit him especially hard today, Jackson Lofton. Solo home run for Jackson, his second of the year, coming in the third inning.
It's really just been him and Robleski who hit him that hard. Robleski, the single and the flyout. Got a hold of one, and that's been the difference so far.
First pitch is elevated. Change up that time, 1-0. Peoples is two strikeouts away from tying a season high of eight, which he's done on three separate occasions. Soaring pop fly into short center field. Spikes and Vasquez out, Sasaki in. It's Vasquez, the second baseman, backpedaling and securing above his hat with two hands. Another 1-2-3 inning for Ben Peoples. He has set down seven in a row. He may be due for more. Pitch count pretty low. 1-0 as we go to the top of the sixth, next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero. Specialist Wesley Richer grew up in South Bend, Indiana. He graduated from John Glenn High School in May of 2020 and joined the Army in July of 2020. His hobbies are hunting and fishing, as well as spending time with family and friends. Fans, let's hear it for Specialist Wesley Richer. Thank you for your service.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number nine, Nolan DeVos. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the River Dogs, the third baseman, number 37, Junior Caminero.
Well, we got a Woodpeckers debut here in the top of the sixth inning. It is right-hander Nolan DeVos coming home with a first pitch fastball to Junior Caminero, a knee-high heater for strike one. Caminero, Vasquez, and then Blake Robertson. 1-0 Fayetteville leads on the Jackson Lofton home run. DeVos, a violent kick home in the pitch. It misses a little bit low. On pitching tonight, Nolan DeVos becomes the first Houston Astros 2022 draft pick on the pitching side to make his full season debut. Here's the 1-1, and it's a changeup below the zone. 2-1 count on Caminero. So he gets put into the thick of it. A pressure-packed one-run game. DeVos, a fifth-round pick this year by Houston, out of Davidson. 2-1 pitch. Look out. Line drive. It's speared by Lofton up the middle. That ball was screaming off of the bat. It went by DeVos in a blink of an eye, and somehow Jackson Lofton was in the right spot to backhand that baseball, and now he's inspecting the webbing of that glove just to make sure all the stitches are still there.
I'm surprised it didn't go straight through his hand. That's the second time Caminero's hit one really hard at him at second base, but great reaction on the ball and allowed out number one.
Here's a ground ball, hit sharply but foul right side, and Willie Vasquez behind nothing and one. Nolan DeVos had the chance to pitch a little bit at the Florida Complex before coming up to the Woodpeckers. He went to combine 2 1/3 innings over 2 games, 1 start. The starts out there pretty much just 1 inning or less, or just a little bit more, I should say. Walked 3, struck out 1 over that stretch. Gets Vasquez to chase a slider down in the dirt. And DeVos is ahead 0-2.
Very, very impressive that he's been able to make his debut ahead of three other guys that were drafted before him. Shows a lot about his development early in the stages.
Swing and a miss. Down he goes. And Nolan DeVos picks up his first strikeout in Woodpeckers uniform. 2 up, 2 down. Got him with off speed down in the dirt.
That ball's been tossed in the dugout by Robleski. And I'm sure a moment that Nolan will never forget. Probably very cool on his part that he's been able to do it just under 3 hours from where he went to school in Davidson.
Yeah, and he's a North Carolina native, should mention, so good chance that he has some family in the building tonight. It's the first pitch, missed a little bit high, 95 miles an hour. He grew up in Harrisburg, North Carolina, just really north of the greater Charlotte area. Fastball outside, 2-0. So the unique opportunity to play college baseball in the state, and now in his early pro development, play for the Woodpeckers, and he hopes eventually the Asheville Tourists in North Carolina. There's the heat again, 2-1. And DeVos working exclusively out of the stretch. Really a explosive kick and delivery. Really comes home with a lot of authority as that pitch looked very close, and Robleski can't believe it. He thought that was surely a strike. Instead, it's now 3-1 on Blake Robertson, who hit a deep fly to right center field back in the fourth that was legged down by Melton. He swings at a high fastball, fouled into the screen. 3-2. Nolan DeVos this year at Davidson, 9-2 record, 2.40 ERA, 106 strikeouts, over 78 2/3 innings. He was racking them up as a starting pitcher in the Davidson program. Payoff, down low, and that's ball four. So Robertson walks for his second time. But with two outs, DeVos still in a comfortable spot here as he gets ready to face the sixth batter. Right-handed hitter Kenny Piper, the Charleston catcher. 1-0 Fayetteville on the Jackson Lofton home run. Charleston out hitting the Woodpeckers 4-3. Clean defense for both sides. First pitch fastball framed on the outside. It just missed. 1-0. On Kenny Piper, who's hitless in 2 trips. A strikeout and a ground out to short. Down and in on the 1-0. It's now 2 balls and no strikes.
Talk about DeVos being a North Carolina native. Not the only one to join the Woodpeckers this week. 11th round pick Ryan Clifford also hailing just up the road in Cary.
Yeah, a ton of roster moves today. Fastball on the outside corner. Zach Matthews was reinstated from the injured list. John Garcia, catcher, was added. Walker Brockhaus, 2021 Woodpecker, back with the team. And Rolando Espinoza, who was with us for a brief stint, has been added into the infield. There's a cut and a miss on a 2-1 fastball. And again, Nolan DeVos a strike away from a scoreless inning in his debut. There's definitely some fans of the DeVos family in the house. Swing and a miss. There's a fastball that blows him away. And Nolan DeVos gets a couple of K's in his first inning of full season professional baseball. He daps up his catcher walking off the diamond. Likely more to come from him. We go bottom six. Close game. 1-run game. 1-0 Woodpeckers.
It's time for the ERA Strother Real Estate Kiss Cam. 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 Kiss Cam.
There's been heartache and pain.
Kiss Cam.
Don't know if I can face.
Kiss Cam.
Can't stop now.
Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam.
I want you to show me.
Kiss Cam.
I want to feel what love is. I know you can show me. I want to know what love is.
Kiss Cam. Now batting for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 44.
Bottom six, Woodpeckers up a run, 1-0. And new right-hander Johnny Cuevas taking over for the starter. Ben Peoples gets a swing and a miss out of Garrett McGowan, the nine-hitter. He'll be followed by Zach Cole and then Jacob Melton. Tall right-hander delivers, right back to the heat. McGowan swings through. No balls and two strikes. Good night for Ben Peoples, even though he departs trailing. Five innings, one run on the home run. Just three hits surrendered. No walks, six strikeouts. McGowan fights it off the end of the bat and keeps the count alive. And Peoples probably could have gone a little longer, but the River Dogs decided to cap him at five innings. He threw 63 pitches and was all over the zone. 44 strikes. Here's the 0-2 again. McGowan strikes out. So Johnny Cuevas comes on and starts strong, and now we'll get to face the top of the order.
Yeah, this would be a much-needed bounce back for Cuevas. His last outing was not a good one in Augusta last week. Went three innings, gave up six runs, five earned, five hits, four walks, and just a couple of strikeouts.
Lefty Zach Cole takes a touch outside, and it's 1-0. Cuevas, a 3-1 record. He has a 5.32 ERA. This is his 16th game and 15th out of the Charleston bullpen. He does have one spot start. Cole just underneath the changeup, 1-1. 44 innings of work this year, 26 earned runs. He's surrendered five home runs, 35 walks, outnumber the 32 strikeouts. Make it 33 now with the K of McGowan. Line drive punched up the middle, and it's down into shallow center. Zach Cole has himself a multi-hit game. He's now 2-for-3, a one-out base runner.
I look forward to once Zach Cole's able to really barrel one up. He just generates so much raw power, the way he rotates his hips, swinging that bat. Ball came inside, a hard fastball that he had to get his hands on the inside of, and just showing off his strength, able to fight it up the middle for his second hit.
Well, you could classify him as a power hitter at the college ranks. Jacob Melton swings through 94 on the first one, 0-1. 13 home runs in his final year at Ball State. He batted 361. I mean, he really dominated college pitching, and he showcased some power along the way, too. He wasn't just a contact guy. And we'll see once that transitions to the pros for him. Over these final couple of series. A little different swinging that wood bat. Nowadays, though, you have all these college players so accustomed to swinging the lumber after playing collegiate summer ball. A lot of these college summer leagues are using wood bats. One ball, one strike pitch. Cole on the move to second, and a tapper foul along the first baseline. Zach Cole was thrown out trying to steal back in the third on a play where he slipped a little bit. It was the first time he had been caught stealing all year. He was 8-for-8, now 8-of-9. We'll see if he has the green light again with Melton in a one-ball, two-strike count. On deck is the right-handed batter, Zach DiZenzo. Melton and DiZenzo have struck out in both of their previous plate appearances, a combined 0-for-4 with four Ks. And the 1-2. Melton fouls it off the mitt of Piper.
You mentioned those wood bat leagues, Chappie. Cole did spend time this summer in the Cape League with the Kituat Kettleers, so he got a little bit of a taste of what it's like to swing that wooden bat against some of the top prospects in all of NCAA baseball.
Middle infield playing pretty shallow, double play depth. Pinching towards that bag, and time called to the plate. A very still night. Those flags in left center aren't moving an inch. You get the true swing tonight when you put the ball in the air. Spinner to throw over to first. Nate Perry brings it in, but doesn't drop a tag. Zach Cole dives back in. 1-0 Fayetteville lead. They've now drawn even in the hit column with Charleston 4-4. They've led since the third. Here's the pitch home, and Melton fouls another one away. Keeps it at 1-2. It's funny, Jacob Melton, if you look at some of his college headshots from his time at Oregon State, he's got a clean haircut, no beard. Now in the pros, he's got the flowing brown hair out of the back of the ball cap. He's got the full beard going. And when did you decide to make that change? You said he got injured prior to his final year at Oregon State. It was peak COVID, so you had a lot of guys just growing out the hair, growing out the beard, stuck on the couch. And Melton decided to make a change. Here's the swing and a pop fly left side. That'll reach the concourse.
But it suits him well. You know, he's a big-time outdoorsman out in Oregon, grew up there.
Yeah.
Almost like embracing the Madison Bumgarner-type look.
Yeah, Bumgarner's more cowboy. Yeah. Melton's loves his fishing, his hunting. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch, and he swings it one down to the dirt, and that is strike three. Thought it might have been a foul tip, but I don't believe Melton made contact with that baseball, and strikes out for a third time, a rare 0 for 3 game with 3 Ks for Melton.
And the 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters tonight, not exactly swinging the bat all too well. Big testament to what Peoples did through the first 5 innings. And Johnny Cuevas, not too intimidated by Melton, and we'll see if he can have the same success here against Zach DiCenzo.
Short leadoff at first for Cole, but he's breaking for second. Here's the pitch. It's down to the dirt. The throw down is not in time. Vasquez dropped a tag. It was well placed by Piper, but Cole gets him this time. He's now 1-for-2. After breaking during the Melton at bat, Cole staying patient. And he finally gets into scoring position. Now 9-of-10 on the season. So 1-0 on DiCenzo. 1-0 Fayetteville. Zach 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. And here's the pitch. He swings and misses. You know, where DiCenzo has been pretty productive this year, though, is in 0-2 counts and in 1-2 counts. When you combine those counts this year, he's a combined 5-for-9. And he's done a good job of coming up with base hits late in these types of at-bats when he's up against it. The pitch. And he checks too far, so he will be in one of those two strike counts, 1-2.
That's usually a really good sign of a good hitter. I know a guy who's in the major league level that really excels in those tough counts, Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah.
Great at putting the ball in play with his back against the wall.
DiCenzo trying to extend this bottom six. The long set, 1-2 from Cuevas, and he stays off a slider and missed down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Only two times all season has Zach DiCenzo gone hitless in a game. A 13-game span. Second baseman Vasquez hanging around the bag, keeping Cole honest. A look that way by Cuevas, and his 2-2 pitch is just off of the outside. Tough take for DiCenzo. He looked into Trey Jester right after that pitch and held his breath for a moment, but it's a full count. And he'll call for time, take a couple of warm-up hacks. On deck is the cleanup hitter and DH Colin Price. He's 0-for-2. Woodpeckers lead tonight without much production from their 2-3-4 hitters. Could use an insurance run. Cuevas at the belt, looks to second, and throws his payoff. DiCenzo takes it on the inside corner. It's called strike three. Didn't like the call. Thought he had a walk. But instead, the inning is over. Woodpeckers put Cole on second base, but leave him stranded after 6-9 at Segra Stadium. The Woodpeckers cling to a 1-0 lead.
Tito's Handmade Vodka. T. Bryant is back on the concourse with our furry friends. Take it away, T.
All right, I have some more friends with me, too. Hi, princesses. How are you? Okay, here are our furry friends right here. Dog number one was a multi-poo. This is Fletcher. Dog number two, King Corso. What's up, Creed? Let's check out the shoes, though. I love the shoes. Dog number three was Jude. That's also a King Corso. And dog number four is Wade. Hey, Wade. What's going on? That's a King Corso as well. And who did you choose? Drum roll, please. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Let's give it up for dog number four. Hey, Wade, you're our winner. How do you feel, buddy? Hey, Wade, how do you feel? Yep, yep, he feels great. Thank you, guys.
Fans, it's time for the Budweiser Zero last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nolan DeVos.
We are into the final third of our ballgame. The Woodpeckers have a 1-0 lead. They're trying to end an 11-game losing streak. And right now, riding on the shoulders of Nolan DeVos in his debut to take you through the play-by-play now. In the seventh, it's back to Colin Casey.
All right, thank you, Andrew Chapman. Fastball inside on Nathan Perry. 0-2 so far in his return to Fayetteville. Popped out and grounded out in the fifth inning. A little bit outside for DeVos. Again, the fifth rounder out of Davidson. Pitched a really strong sixth inning. Struck out a pair of batters. Gets a called strike on Perry. 2-1. We talked about the proximity between Davidson and obviously his hometown as well. Growing up just outside of Charlotte. This is low, 3-1. That's one of the reasons he was the most excited about being in the Astros system. He talked with Climbing Tals Hill, a blog for the Houston Astros, and said he was looking forward to wearing the Fayetteville Woodpeckers uniform and not just for the cool design. Fastball inside and a leadoff walk for Perry. Tying run aboard to begin the seventh inning for Charleston. But his favorite memory from playing college baseball, he had an opportunity to play the Duke Blue Devils, so obviously a team he's familiar with growing up in North Carolina, and he got his team Davidson out of a jam in his freshman year at the Charlotte Knights Stadium on another minor league teams. Pitch misses up and in on Manzueta. So he really paid a lot of attention to all the minor league teams in North Carolina growing up, and I'm sure this is a very special moment for him actually being able to live out that dream. It's 1-1.
And he just barely missed out on meeting up with Joey Loperfido, a guy that might have played in that game that he pitched in Charlotte.
Right. Fastball inside, 3-1. Loperfido now up with the Asheville Tourists. Been hitting several home runs as well, so the power certainly not going away for Joey. Fouled off of Manzueta before he can exit the box. It is a full count to the Charleston right fielder. 1-2 on the night. Nine-hitter Daiwer Castellanos waiting on deck. Voss comes set, the payoff pitch, slow for a ball, and that's actually ball three, not ball four, so now the count's full. Voss Voss will try. It's 3-2 is swung on and missed. And Mansueta goes down on strikes for the second time already. Three strikeouts for Nolan DeVos in his first inning and a third with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
When you consider what Miguel Oyola did yesterday against the Charleston River Dogs in those middle to late innings, and now tonight, Nolan DeVos trying to work around a couple of base runners on walks. Charleston really hasn't had much going for them in the middle to late stages of games this week, and really it's been their runs early on yesterday that helped them take the opener, but if this trend can continue, I think the Woodpeckers can try and be competitive throughout the week against these guys.
Castellanos takes ball one. It's 1-1. DeVos talking about his pitching approach. Says he loves to grip it and rip it. Likes to challenge batters with his fastball, and he does just that to make it 1-2.
Yeah, that violent kind of kick and delivery to the plate. I was trying to describe it best I could, but grip and rip is a good way to put it. Right home.
1-2. Fastball a little bit high, and as we were looking into some of the 2022 draft picks, fourth rounder Trey Dombrowski, another guy taken in the draft, he said basically the exact opposite, that he didn't like to grip it and rip it. So those two guys with very different approaches, but both being drafted within a round of each other and ending up with the Houston Astros, and got a chance to play a little bit together down the Complex League. Still several pitchers taken early in the draft by Houston that are in the Complex League and waiting to get that call up to Fayetteville. It's fouled off again by Castellanos, including Andrew Taylor, Michael Knorr as well. Starting to see some more and more arms getting pumped into this Houston Astros system, and going to go a long way to build for the future of what's already been a very impressive run over the last decade for Houston.
Yeah, when DeVos was added to the roster on Monday, he came with a few additional arms that should debut this week. A.J. Bluebaugh, seventh rounder from Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and then also Tyler Guilfoyle from University of Kentucky.
Chased and missed by Castellanos. Back-to-back strikeouts for DeVos, and four for the right-hander out of Davidson, two down. Not to mention Austin Temple, an undrafted free agent who was added this week. He was very impressive in his limited time down in the Complex League. Former Notre Dame Fighting Irish will get an opportunity in Fayetteville to close out the 2022 season. Shane Sasaki can't hold up on the check swing. 0-1 to the Charleston leadoff hitter. 1-for-2 so far, flew out in the first, doubled in the third inning, and was hit by a pitch his last time up in the fifth. Robleski with a nice block, and that keeps Perry at first base. Definitely interested in seeing how long DeVos goes. There is an arm starting to get loose for the Woodpeckers. This will be his 40th pitch, so hasn't been an ultra-efficient night in his debut, but so far he's posted zeros. Two balls, one strike. Voss comes set. The pitch misses low. 3-1, trying to avoid issuing his third walk. He's not given up a hit yet. In fact, only one ball put in play on him, and it was Junior Caminero, first batter that faced him, lined out to second base. Fastball inside, ball four. Two-out walk to Shane Sasaki. Puts the tying run at second, and the go-ahead run at first base for the River Dogs. And out to the mound goes pitching coach John Kovalik.
Well, if you looked at both sides of the scorecard, Colin, you just gave it a quick glance, you would say that Charleston is the team leading tonight. They've had base runners in almost every inning. There's only been 2 1-2-3 innings put together by Fayetteville pitching. Both of those were from Carlos Calderon. So the River Dogs have had their chances, but the Woodpeckers have come up with the clutch outs late in innings. And they've gotten the one big swing, the home run that cleared the wall for Jackson Lofton back in the third. So it's been a laborious night out on the mound for the Woodpeckers. But to just another spot here where John Kovalik trying to lock in DeVos in his debut, calm him down a bit, and tell him to trust his stuff, get that final out, and get another scoreless inning on the board.
Big opportunity for Ryan Spikes. Looking to get Charleston on the board and tie this ball game up. First pitch from DeVos. Good fastball. Swung on and missed. That one only at 88 miles an hour, but it looks like a real quick 88. Came up on Spikes very rapidly. Spikes a fly out and two strikeouts so far. Breaking ball in the dirt. Another nice stop from Robleski. Woodpeckers 31-6 this season when leading after six innings, including 17-3 at home. DeVos is 1-1, misses low. Now the River Dogs curious as to how things are going for the Columbia Fireflies down in South Carolina. They lead it 3-0 over Salem in the bottom of the eighth. Skied foul by Spikes. Count is now 2-2. It's a loss for Charleston. Columbia is able to hold on. Lead shrinks back down to 3.5 in the south. Perry at second, Sasaki at first, the 2-2. Waved at and missed, strike three. And Nolan DeVos strikes out the side in the seventh inning. Five strikeouts in two innings for the right-hander Rada Davidson. And the Woodpeckers remain out in front 1-0 as we go to the seventh inning stretch from Segner Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Ball game. Take, sing a little louder, buy me some. I so it's root Packers. Sing it loud. Attaboy, Packers, attaboy.
Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline.
Bop, bop, bop.
Good times never seem so good. And it don't seem so lonely.
Back on the mound for the River Dogs, Johnny Cuevas. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 20, Colin Price.
Middle of the order for Fayetteville, bottom of the seventh. 1-0 lead for the Woodpeckers. Back on the mound for Charleston is Johnny Cuevas. And he starts Colin Price off with a breaking ball called a strike. Price, 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out so far. Here a Fayetteville crowd singing a little bit of Sweet Caroline. Check swing and Price went around 0-2. Reminds me of my days watching games at Fenway Park back home in Massachusetts. Time is called. Price steps back into the box. The pitch clock resets. And we got time again. Price trying to turn things around a little bit. Went 0-4 yesterday. Doesn't have a hit in six at-bats so far in the series. Check swing, and was just able to keep his hands back, 1-2. I'm is a right-hander waiting right now for the Woodpeckers. We're throwing before, and now I wonder if they're set to come in for the eighth inning. 1-2, Price sharply on the ground, a short bobbled. Throw is a little bit late, but just in time, Spike's able to recover. And a good stretch by Nathan Perry. Retires Price, moves to 0-for-3 on the night. And in steps Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker hitless so far. Ground out in second. Flew out to deep right in the fourth inning. Woodpeckers with just one hit over the last 3 2/3 innings. Breaking ball outside. Ben Peoples with a strong stretch to end his outing after starting the ball game. Retired the last 7 batters he faced. Cuevas gets a fastball over, 1-1. Other scores around the Carolina League. A 6-5 advantage for the Lynchburg Hillcats over the Delmarva Shorebirds. That game still in the bottom of the fourth inning. Whitaker swings through a curveball. Fredericksburg Nationals, top team in the north, trying to pad their advantage. They lead the Down East Wood Ducks 3-1. Carolina Mudcats, after dropping the opener in Kannapolis last night, looking for revenge. They lead it 5-1 over the Cannonballers in the seventh inning. 1-2, and Whitaker chops one left side, charging the third baseman. The throw from Cominero, not in time. Tyler Whitaker hustles out an infield single, and he's aboard with one away. Long way to run for the third baseman, Cominero. Got there as quick as he could, made a strong throw to Perry, but this time, not in time. Whitaker kind of has that sneaky speed. He'll steal a bag here and there. Big reason why he's also in the outfield, plays a lot of center field. Ryan Robleski, fastball high. Robleski 1-for-2 this evening. Had that single in the second inning and flew out to left his last time up in the fifth. Cuevas with a long pause, the 1-0. Fastball a little bit away. Still good velocity though, 94 miles an hour. Woodpeckers have won just one game against Charleston in the all-time series as we've got a mound visit. Cuevas missing with the first two pitches of the at-bat.
And if I'm not mistaken, earlier this year, Colin, it was a very low-scoring game that they won. It was a 3-2 game, but a one-run game at that. So here you are again. If you're going to beat the River Dogs, it's unlikely you're going to blow them out. Very few occasions this year where Charleston's been on the wrong side of lopsided scores. But, hey, the Woodpeckers, you know, you go into this series hoping that you can grab a split, at least grab a couple of wins considering the streak you've been on. And if you got to win by a run, you got to win by a run, and you got to get some big hits late, some clutch outs late. And it's looking like that's shaping up to be what we have in store for this one.
Mound visit concludes. Cuevas has given up 2 hits so far. Trying to keep it a one-run ball game. His pitch. Breaking ball outside, 3-0. And we'll see if Robleski has the green light. Tommy Sacco on deck. Run on 5 hits, no errors for Fayetteville so far. No runs, 4 hits, no errors for the River Dogs. The 3-0. Low fastball, and Robleski takes ball 4. So a single from Whitaker. A walk from the catcher. And there's 2 on and 1 away for Tommy Sacco. Last win for Fayetteville. Have to go back to August 10th. Second game of a doubleheader. They won 5-0. It was the third game for a lot of these newcomers that arrived at the beginning of the Down East Wood Duck series. Home runs from Drew Gilbert and Zach DiCenzo in that game. And Tommy Sacco sends one out to right field, but it will land about 10 feet shy of the wall, and it's hucked back in by Manzueta for out number two. Boy, Sacco, flair for the dramatic on a couple of flyouts the last couple of nights.
Yeah, he's playing with our emotions up here in the booth with a couple of swings. You know, Jackson Hallmark was one of those guys when he was with the club that had a few of those fly balls, looked like they were going to get out, kept dying on the track. And you get the feeling Tommy Sacco, if he keeps putting swings like that on the ball, will get a couple to fall out of here.
Here's a guy who knows a thing or two about home runs tonight, Jackson Lofton. His solo home run in the bottom of the third inning, the only run in the ball game. Breaking ball, and Cuevas starts ahead in the count 0-1.
It's the first time multiple base runners have been on tonight for Fayetteville, so a spot you'd ideally like to capitalize on.
Look at second, the pitch. Chased a little bit high and lofted down, nothing and two. Winning this one, I believe would go to Nolan DeVos if the score holds for Fayetteville, although that is to be determined. Ben Peoples currently on the hook, just the one run allowed over five innings. Didn't walk anyone, struck out six batters. Fayetteville only able to muster three hits against the right-hander. Cuevas is 0-2. Fastball up and away. Lofton stays alive. Not a big crowd on hand on this Wednesday night, but a lively one, I'll tell you that much. The 1-2. Breaking ball, grounded to third, picked up. Caminero goes the short way to second. Vasquez secures it, and the force out ends the inning. So the Woodpeckers strand a couple on base. Left five on so far, and just haven't been able to pull away from the Charleston River Dogs. We've played seven full from Segra. 1-0 Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Freshman at Cape Fear High School. She's also on a cheerleading squad. Yeah, Kinley. All right, so you ready? First game tomorrow night, but you got this, okay? Here we go. You're going to guess how many people are here, A, B, or C. Now, this is your freshman year in high school, and I always say, you know, C's, they do get degrees, but, you know, what do you think?
I think A.
Okay, she's going with A. She's like, yeah, I know C may get degrees, but I'm going to stick with my A's. Is she right? I knew it was B. I said it. I was like, it's fire to be B. It's all good, but let's give it up for Kinley anyway, everybody. Way to go, Kinley. Hold on. Here.
This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Pitching the game for the Woodpeckers, number 29, Tyler Guilfoyle. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the River Dogs.
1-0 Fayetteville as we go to the eighth inning from one debuting arm to another. Nolan DeVos, the former Davidson Wildcat, hands the ball over to Tyler Guilfoyle, the former Kentucky Wildcat. Top of the eighth inning from Segra Stadium, a 1-0 count, and on the play-by-play, here's Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Yeah, the Wildcats trying to take the Woodpeckers to the finish line. A fastball and a strike to Caminero. One ball, one strike for Nolan DeVos. A very solid debut. Two hitless innings, scoreless innings, three walks, worked around all the base runners and struck out 5 of 6. Here's the 1-1, a swing and a miss on a slider to the outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Tyler Guilfoyle, eighth round pick this year by the Houston Astros in the 2022 draft. And the pitch is a little bit low. One of six Kentucky ball players taken this year. 3-1 record, 1.59 ERA, and six saves in his final season with the Wildcats. A save opportunity here in his full season debut. The pitch is popped straight back. And it is 2-2. Caminero has hit a couple of rockets off the bat today. One that was on the ground to second base that was backhanded by Lofton, and one that zipped by the eyes of DeVos on the mound and was caught up the middle of the diamond by Lofton. 2-2. And he swings and knuckles this one out to right, falling quick. It's down for a base hit. A leadoff hit for Charleston and their first hit since the fifth inning. And Caminero in one of his softer swings tonight, that's the one that ends up falling for him. He's now 1-for-4, aboard for the first time. Charleston again for a third straight inning. Now make it actually a fourth straight inning, gets that tying run on base.
I like that two-strike pitch, though, from Guilfoyle trying to jam Caminero, but just able to flip that one into right field and get the tying run on base.
Here's the pitch to Vasquez, and he swings underneath the high fastball at 90 miles an hour. It's 0-1. Guilfoyle, like DeVos, got to pitch at the Florida Complex League before coming up to Fayetteville. He pitched for the two variations out there, Astros orange and Astros blue. Slider fastball make it down and outside, 1-1. With the Astros blue, he gave up just one run over 3 2/3. With Astros orange, did not give up a run over just one appearance, two scoreless hitless innings. Didn't walk anybody, struck out 4. That was a great outing. And the pitch comes home, and right as time is called by Trey Jester. Not time, actually, pitch clock violation on Guilfoyle. He was set for a fraction of a second too long. Kicked home right when that clock hit 0, and Trey Jester was ready to hand out the violation. So a 2-1 count now. Vasquez a triple tonight. Muscles up and fouls it back into the netting. 2-2.
Guilfoyle's been kind of a cool story. Wasn't very heavily recruited out of high school. Ended up going to Lipscomb. Spent there for 3 years and then attended his hometown school, University of Kentucky. Found himself getting drafted in the top 10 rounds, went in the eighth round, and here he is in Fayetteville.
Two ball, two strike pitch gets Vasquez out in front, strike 3. That was just a fading slider to the outside. Really took its time getting up there. And Vasquez was caught way out in front on that left leg. First career strikeout in full season ball for Tyler Guilfoyle.
Handing out a lot of hat tricks tonight, two on each side. Spikes and Vasquez for Charleston, Melton and DeCenzo for the Woodpeckers.
Belt tie set out of the stretch. First pitch to Robertson is a strike on the low outside corner, 0-1. Guilfoyle, spelled G-U-I-L-F-O-I-L. We were able to get the hyphenated spelling. They had that on his Kentucky Wildcats college bio. Here's the pitch, a low fastball, didn't miss by much. Might have been the changeup there at 85, and it's 1-1.
Big time shout out to the Kentucky baseball SID for coming up with that one. You are the real MVP.
Yeah, thank you for that. Up the middle, Stan Sacco, the shortstop. Here's the 1-1. And a line drive right to Sacco. He makes the catch, goes to first. They get the double play. Tommy Sacco perfectly positioned to make the catch of the line drive and throw out Caminero, diving back into the bag. Huge 6-3 double play. And Guilfoyle faces the minimum in his debut inning. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. A one-run game. It's been that way since the third. It'll be McGowan, Cole, and Melton stepping to the plate when we come back.
Back on the mound for the River Dogs, Johnny Cuevas. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 44, Garrett McGowan.
Garrett McGowan leads off the home eighth inning. 1-0 Woodpeckers, 5 hits per side. The lone run, a Jackson Lofton solo home run in the third. The 1-0 to McGowan, and he swings and misses. Back out on there, out there on the mound is Johnny Cuevas. He came on in the sixth behind Ben Peoples, has 2 scoreless innings so far. He's struck out 3 and given up just 2 hits. 1-1, McGowan lines one left center field, and that gets down into the alleyway. Sasaki cuts it off. McGowan holds to a single, but the leadoff man is aboard for the Woodpeckers for just the second time tonight. First leadoff hit since the Lofton home run. And it gets to the top of the lineup card now. It's Zach Cole. Garrett McGowan, he's 1-for-3. And he has a hit in both games of this series.
Yep, starting to figure it out at the plate. We know he always brings that glove to the table. Anything he can do offensively is just a cherry on top.
Zach Cole fouls the first one off the end of the bat. 0-1. McGowan saved his hit until the later stages last night as well. It was the ninth inning with the Woodpeckers down to their final out, and he was able to extend the game. Now he comes up with a big hit and perhaps his final at bat tonight. A nod of the head, the 0-1. Cole fouls it away again, and it's nothing and two. Zach tonight, multi-hit game. He's the only Woodpecker with multiple hits today. Singles in the third and the sixth. And then you have Melton and DiCenzo, who have struck out in all three of their plate appearances, waiting in the wings. Some may say those guys are due. Long look in by Cuevas, not set yet, and the pitch clock was at 5. And time called, I think, by the catcher, Piper, to help out his right-hander. Couldn't quite decide where they wanted to go with the signs, and now Cuevas wants his infielders positioned in the proper spots. He's pointing to Caminero over there on the third base side. 42 pitches for Caminero over his 2-plus innings. Charleston bullpen is active, and Cole strikes out. Late on a changeup, might have been thinking something else. Looked like Cole made a last-second correction and yeah, couldn't catch up. One away, and Jacob Melton coming up.
It's almost like he starts that swing the second the ball hit the mitt. Cuevas got it by him, but nothing to take away from what's been a great night at the plate for Zach Cole. And he's turned into a big-time leadoff hitter, a good guy to have at the top of the order, brings speed, but really hitting for contact well over the last week.
Here's Melton, and he swings and misses. Melton's been late on stuff tonight, and he was late on that changeup. 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts, a rarity for Jacob. is two extra base hits at Segra Stadium this year. The home run in his debut game and then a double as well. That double came yesterday in his first inning at bat. Now he swings and grounds it right side. That kicks off the glove of Perry, and it's out into shallow right. McGowan turns second, goes to third, in without a throw, and Jacob Melton puts an end to his strikeout-filled night. He's got a base hit, and he's put runners on the corners with one away. Big insurance run standing down on third, and Garrett McGowan with Zach DiZangelo coming up.
Like how Melton's starting to really pull the ball. It's great to see him in the opening couple of games hit it the other way, but he just is able to yank that ball so hard through the right side of the infield, especially on the ground, that Nathan Perry had to come a long way. You know, natural catcher Nathan Perry, so tough play for him to make moving to his right, glanced off his mitt, ended up into right field.
Seven hits now for the Woodpeckers. And a time call by, I think it was Trey Jester's time. He wanted the pitch clock reset. DiZenzo, like Melton was a moment ago, 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. Middle infield, double play depth with one away. Cuevas pitches. DiZenzo swings. Line drive right field. It'll bring home the second run of the night. Garrett McGowan touches home. Zach DiZenzo ends his hitless ball game. An RBI single and a critical insurance run. 2-0 Woodpeckers.
Something about Zach Cole and Zach DiZenzo. They love to extend that hitting streak in style. Ninth inning, 0 for 3. Brutal night at the plate for DiZenzo. Shaping up to be probably his worst night in a Woodpeckers uniform batting-wise, but he gets another chance. Big insurance run standing at third base, and he just goes the other way with the fastball. Great piece of hitting. Good to see him figure it out late.
Colin Price 0 for 3, and can the pattern continue? These heart-of-the-order hitters coming up with ninth inning base hits. Melton the single, DiZenzo the single. First and second are the runners. There's one out, force at all bases, infield playing and medium depth. And after a long set, Cuevas pitches to Price. He swings, bounces it off of Cuevas' glove. It trickles behind the mound. Spikes barehands it, but does not have a throw. Everybody is safe. Melton goes to third, DiZenzo to second. Price is on first. Should be a base hit for him. That one was hard hit back to the pitcher. Cuevas couldn't corral it. He might have been better off letting it go by him. Let his middle infield go to work on that ball, but base is loaded. Here's Tyler Whitaker.
It's almost like all the luck that wasn't going FanDuel's way over the last 11 games has all come surging back and tilted in their favor in this eighth inning. A lot of breaks on balls hit off of gloves, and they're taking advantage of them.
Tyler Whitaker looks at a first pitch slider from Cuevas. It's 0-1. Well, yesterday in the ninth inning was when Fayetteville had all the singles, four singles in the ninth. Tonight they've done it an inning earlier, four singles in the eighth. The 0-1, slider down and away. One ball and one strike. Tyler Whitaker really barreled one up back in the fourth inning. A fly ball and a high fastball from Ben Peoples that died on the warning track just short of his 11th homer of the year. Hit the 10th yesterday, the pitch. And he swings through a slider. A lot of off-speed right now for Cuevas. Not surprised to see him going with the slider after Whitaker's proven that he could catch that mid-90s that people showed him. He singled off of Cuevas back in the seventh, though. One away, bases loaded. 2-0 Fayetteville. A base hit would be huge. Here's the set and 1-2 pitch. Whitaker grounds it left side. Moving to his left, Caminero. He can't make the play. Spikes picks it up, runs towards third. No out there. Run scores, and they're going station to station. Whitaker rolls in Jacob Melton with the grounder to the left side. It's now 3-0 Fayetteville. Bases still loaded, still one out. Ryan Wroblewski coming up. Melton the runner that scores. DiZenzo to third, Price to second. And Whitaker is on.
During this 11-game losing skid, this is probably the best inning they've had during that stretch as far as racking up base hits go. Five singles and six at-bats. Everybody figuring it out for Fayetteville.
It's like a bunch of little paper cuts right now. And Ryan Wroblewski swings and fouls away a slider. It's 0-1. 3-0 lead for the Woodpeckers. Three outs away from ending the losing streak. Ground ball to short, could be two. Spikes pick, shovels to second. The turn from Vasquez over to Perry in time. And that ends the inning. But the Woodpeckers bring home two runs on five singles. Little dinkers on the infield, but they'll take them. Woodpeckers need three outs to end the losing skid. We're back in a moment for the top of the ninth inning. 3-0, Woodpeckers lead it.
When I'm without you, I'm something weak. You got me begging, begging, I'm on my knees. I don't wanna be needing your love, I just wanna be deep in your love. And it's killing me when you're away. Oh baby, cause I really don't care where you are, I just wanna be there where you are. And I gotta get one little taste.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Tyler Guilfoyle.
There ain't no other way, cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid.
Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the River Dogs, the catcher, number 35, Kenny Piper.
Tyler Guilfoyle back out on the mound for the top of the ninth inning, and he faces right-handed bat Kenny Piper, with the Woodpeckers leading 3-0. Five hits in the eighth, two runs cross on RBI singles from DiCenzo and Whitaker. And the Woodpeckers three outs away from their first win since August 10th. And leveling this series at a game apiece going into Thursday night. Here's the 2-0 to Piper, and a swing and a miss on a fastball. It's now 2-1. Back half of this game has been pitched by a couple of Woodpeckers making their debuts. Nolan DeVos of Davidson and now Guilfoyle of Kentucky. A fastball strike, and he's back to level. Two balls and two strikes on Piper. He's 0 for 3. Two strikeouts and a ground out to short. Nate Perry next, and then O'Neill Manzueta. The 2-2 is a little high, says Trey Jester. Full count. Woodpeckers pitching has struck out 11 tonight and walked 5. The wind in 3-2 pitch home is called strike 3 on the outside corner. One away in the ninth. Piper is back to the dugout for a third time.
Another hat trick recorded by Fayetteville pitching against a River Dog batter. Great location on 3-2. Veteran spot there from Guilfoyle. You wouldn't know it that he's making his single-A debut with the way he's attacking these Charleston hitters.
Now it's Nate Perry, and the first pitch is a little bit low. Colin said it earlier, not a huge crowd in the park tonight on a Wednesday, but they're lively, and they are sticking around. Some of those Fayetteville faithful. The 1-0, that is, to Perry, and there's a strike. Former Woodpecker Nate Perry, 0-for-2. He reached on a walk in the seventh, facing Nolan DeVos. Now he goes up against Guilfoyle for the first time. And he swings and pops this pitch left side over the seats. So 1-2 on Nate. A pop out for him in the second, and then a grounder to the pitcher, Carlos Calderon, that he hustled over to first himself. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's high to Perry, shoulder level. 2-2. Don't know if we'll see Nate put the catcher's gear on today. He's one of three catchers on the roster, along with Julio Meza and Kenny Piper. Playing first tonight, 2-2. And he hits a line drive out into left. Cole hardly has to move. Couple steps back and makes the squeeze to the shoulders. The Woodpeckers are one out away. O'Neill Mantueta, now the hitter.
The way this hitting streak, this losing streak would come to an end if they're able to get this final out, just a great effort team-wise, timely hitting, outstanding pitching from everyone involved, and just has to feel really good right now for that Woodpeckers dugout.
Mantueta checks the swing. They appeal up the first baseline, and Stephen Cray said Mantueta did not go. No doubt you come to the ballpark each day while the streak gets a little bigger and bigger, and you wonder when the day is that you'll finally come back and break out of it. Every day gets harder and harder. Skipper Joe Thon is a swing and a miss there from Mantueta. I heard was walking around the clubhouse before some of the players showed up today. He was burning sage. He was blessing the lockers, trying to fight off all the evil spirits. And maybe it worked. It's a 2-1 count on O'Neill Mantueta. Here comes the kick and pitch from Guilfoyle, and it is outside. 3-1. Mantueta single back in the fifth inning. I walked into his office, and sure enough, there was the half-burnt sage hanging out on the mini fridge.
Didn't work so well for Kyrie Irving, though.
Yeah. 3-1 pitch is a little bit high. And a walk for Mantueta. 2-out base runner. And now the bottom of the order in Dyware Castellanos.
The other great thing about this with the two debuts, essentially DeVos is lining up to get the victory if the Woodpeckers are able to wrap it up here. And Tyler Guilfoyle would get his first save in a Woodpeckers uniform as well.
Yep. Castellanos ready, and the first pitch is taken on the corner, and this is actually a pinch hitter. Carson Williams is the batter. And you think Blake Butera wants to try and win a game? He's going to his first-round draft pick with his team down to their final out tonight. Williams swings, pops it right side towards the tarp, and it just barely clears the net. Garrett McGowan gave it a look, but he's taking Castellanos out, who's 0-for-3. And subbing in Carson Williams, who was 1-for-5 yesterday with a double. And Williams on the season, a .253 hitter. This will officially be game number 100 of Williams' season. Here's the pitch. And he swings and misses at a Guilfoyle fastball. And the River Dogs are down to their final strike tonight. Guilfoyle set. He gets the sign. Target set up and in. Here it comes, and it is called strike 3. Sweet relief. The Woodpeckers are back in the win column. And tonight at home, they shut out minor league baseball's best record. They beat the Charleston River Dogs 3-0. They take the lead in the third on the Jackson Lofton home run. They single their way to a couple of insurance runs in the eighth, and the debut arms of Nolan DeVos and Tyler Guilfoyle help lock down the shutout. Carlos Calderon, Ronnie Garcia pitching the early innings. A win that has been a long time coming. It'll give a lot of those Woodpeckers high-fiving on the middle of the diamond a sigh of relief going to the ballpark tomorrow. We'll talk about it all next. Woodpeckers win for the first time in the last 12 games. Crip postgame show coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out. Y'all better count me in. Got 20
Can you taste that sweet?
State victory. Today's win gets everyone in the ballpark a free cone, dish, or cookie from Freddy's. For the next 48 hours, be sure to show your game day ticket at Freddy's for a taste of sweet, sweet victory.
Night with the Woodpeckers post-game show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome back inside the broadcast booth. Thanks so much for coming out to the park tonight, and sweet relief, Colin. The Woodpeckers are back in the win column for the first time since August 10th. That ends a franchise record 11-game winning streak, and the Woodpeckers, every day you come to the ballpark, you hope that next day is going to be the day you break through. And not only do they win tonight, but they shut out the Charleston River Dogs. The River Dogs are a team that had beat the Woodpeckers handily over the last couple of years, 12 of 13 games. One win the Woodpeckers had back in May on the road. That was a one-run game. Tonight, though, Fayetteville might have thought they were going to be in a one-run game down until the finish, but another late inning where the singles just kept on coming. Five base hits in that eighth inning to help the Woodpeckers score two insurance runs. Jackson Lofton hits his second home run of the season that gave them the lead in the third and the outright lead when it was all said and done. But not only did the offense come up big again like they did last night, a big ninth inning to rally and almost tie the game, but tonight they had that insurance. And then one of the biggest stories amongst all of this is the debut pitchers going out there, Nolan DeVos and Tyler Guilfoyle, their first time ever pitching for the Woodpeckers, and they lock up what feels like one of the biggest wins of the season when you consider how the last couple of weeks had gone.
Absolutely, and a lot of credit, too, to Carlos Calderon, who started this ball game, 4 2/3 scoreless. I know he wanted to go back out there and get that final out, be eligible for the victory, but really a bounce-back performance from his first start here in Fayetteville since all the way back in June, and he certainly made it count. Ronnie Garcia getting the final out of that inning, and as you mentioned, after that, it was all DeVos and then Guilfoyle to wrap up that game, two innings apiece. A little bit of control issues for DeVos in his first appearance, but five strikeouts. I mean, you'll take the good with the bad any day of the week in a guy's debut, and then Guilfoyle locking it up for his first save. That's a great baseball team they just beat as well. The best team right now in the Carolina League, team that is right now on a collision course with the playoffs right now against Myrtle Beach if they're able to hold on. But things still pretty interesting right now in the division race, so nothing locked up right now for the River Dogs. And you know they'll be coming back tomorrow trying to get a little bit of revenge as well. They want to get the offense going after being shut out. Never feels good to get shut out as a baseball team, so should be an interesting ball game tomorrow. Series tied one apiece, and now the Woodpeckers got that taste for winning again after that long layoff with 11 straight losses. So have to feel really good about where they're at right now, and some more debuts on the way as well for the Woodpeckers.
Yeah, we still have to see A.J. Blubaugh, who will be on the mound tomorrow. He was added to the roster for the Woodpeckers on the same day DeVos and Guilfoyle were added back on Monday, and he'll debut tomorrow in the start. Right-hander getting set to go up against the Charleston River Dogs in Game 3 of the series. This series now tied at a game apiece after the 3-0 win tonight. Again, the winning decision goes to Nolan DeVos. He goes to 1-0 in his debut. Tyler Guilfoyle gets the save, and Ben Peoples falls to 5-5 with the losing decision tonight. And the Woodpeckers in the victory column for the first time since August 10th. Tomorrow's game begins at 7:05, same time, same place right here at Segra Stadium. Colin and I will be on the air with you, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. At 6:50 for the pregame show. If you can't make it out to the park, you can find us in HD quality. Watch the game on video by subscribing to MILB.TV. That'll do it for us tonight in the booth. The Woodpeckers win. That feels good to say. Sweet relief, as we said. 3-0, the final tonight. Hope to see you out at the ballpark tomorrow. Woodpeckers fans, have a great rest of your night, and please do drive home safely. So long from the booth.